My kids used to gather a bucket full of plants and twigs they foraged from our backyard and offer to me and my wife as soup. While most of those ingredients were inedible, you'd be surprised how many were edible and rich in vitamins and minerals. Their favorite food to serve, and most easily harvested, was dandelions. I can remember the shock on their faces when I put the whole thing, stem and flower, in my mouth, chewed, and then swallowed. If eating raw weeds directly from your lawn isn't your idea of a tasty snack, you can also boil dandelions to make a tea or sauté in a pan. Dandelions are rich in vitamin A, vitamin C, iron, and calcium. While most of us can easily identify a dandelion, you might not realize how many edible plants, nuts, and berries can be found on your next nature walk. Many wild edibles are non-native, invasive plants, and by eating them, you can help beat them. Wineberries, for example, are an invasive plant introduced from China. Eating them helps keep their seeds off the ground and stops animals from eating them too. However, its tasty sweet berry makes it a favorite among animals and can be hard to harvest before they get to it first. If you do come across a plant with five leaves covered in a stiff hair and a raspberry-type fruit in the middle, do your part to stop this invasive plant and eat as many as you can. Although a little more difficult to eat, nuts can be an excellent source of energy and well worth the effort. Some easily recognized nut trees are hickory, black walnut, beech nut, hazelnut, and oak nuts. These are fairly common throughout Maryland, and my favorite, black walnut, will be perfectly ripe in October. The easiest way to harvest a black walnut is to wait until they've fallen on the ground. They have a yellow-greenish husk when ripe, but are named for their black juice, which can stain your skin and clothes, so make sure you wear gloves when opening them. Black walnuts are deciduous trees with pinnate leaves containing 5 to 25 leaflets. These leaflets are attached to twigs, which have a chambered pith in their centers, a soft, spongy material that helps transport water and nutrients to the tree. Once you've opened the husk and removed your nut, you can add them to any of your favorite meals for extra protein. If you're still hungry and find yourself close to a lake, pond, or marsh, you might consider a cattail, a familiar plant that is easy to harvest and edible throughout the year. The female part of the cattail, or the part that looks like a corn dog, can be boiled and eaten like corn on the cob. Young shoots can be peeled and eaten raw and taste similar to a cucumber. The roots, which can be eaten year-round, are often dried and ground into flour or boiled in water to separate their starches. Foraging for food can be fun, though it must be said that you should never eat a plant you can't identify. Some plants, like certain mushrooms, can be difficult to properly identify and can be fatal if consumed. Once you have a repertoire of edible plants, you'll feel confident consuming nature's nourishment. To learn more about our listening area's edible plants, you can visit explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.